Hearing Suite on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So, Emily, I'm here with my slightly waxy ears. Take me through what we're going to be doing over the next half an hour or so.
So, you've come in for a microsuction appointment. So, what we do is we go through some questions just to make sure I understand everything about your ear health. We'll have a little look inside your ears with a camera and just make sure that they are waxy and where the wax is. And then we'll pop you onto the big brown chair and use the ENT microscope and the tiny little Hoover just to gently lift the wax out of your ears.
And what's it going to feel like when I'm having the microsuction?
So it can tickle a little bit. It shouldn't be painful. It can just be a slightly strange feeling. But we go really, really nice and slowly and gently, so it's comfortable.
And can you show me the wax as it comes out?
If you'd like to, absolutely.
I would.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to have a look inside your ears first. So you'll be able to see on the screen. Now either if your ear canals and in your ears aren't blocked up with wax, you'll see a lovely pearly eardrum at the bottom. If there is some wax there, it'll be an amber or a brownie colour and it'll look a bit sticky. So can you see that bit of wax just around the edge there?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, so I can take a little photo of that.
Okay.
So what I quite like to do is have a little look at how we are before and then we have a look at how we are sort of after. So that one's definitely got some wax that needs to come out. So that first part where the wax is produced, that's where the little hairs are.
Yeah.
If you look up at the top there, can you see that pearly kind of, that white area up there? So that's your eardrum. So that looks nice and healthy. It's just that we've got a little lump of wax on the right-hand side in front of it. So what I use is an ear, nose and throat microscope. So there's lots of different ways to look in people's ears. But this gives the highest magnification and it's really important that I can see everything that I'm doing the whole time because then the procedure's really safe for you.
Have you ever seen anything that's taken you by surprise when you've done that process with the camera?
Yeah, so I think the oddest one was when I looked in and I thought I was looking at a tiddlywink. But obviously everything's magnified and it was actually a sequin when it came out.
Really?
Yeah.
And any idea how long a sequin had been in somebody's?
I think it had probably fallen in off some kind of headband
or
some jewellery.
Oh, gosh.
You hear stories about things being in people's ears, but I've been an audiologist for 12 years and I have never found an insect in somebody's ear.
That's what I was thinking about.
So it's not as common as people think.
What's this going to feel like?
So, it will feel odd. So it's not as nice as going to a spa, but it's not as bad as the dentist. So, yeah, sometimes if bits are really, really stuck to the wall, it can feel a little bit like moving a scab. But it shouldn't be painful. It's just strange. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Excellent.
Here we go.
So it's going to take a few minutes, and you're just going to stay really still.
Yeah.
If you need a little rest, just say, won't you?
Mm. Yes, that's my sticky wax. That looks familiar.
Does it? Belongs to you.
Yeah, that does look familiar to me. So that's quite a lot. So that is the size. What would you say that is the size of then? That's the size of almost like a little currant or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's probably the size, about the size of a pea, is that?
So the thing that surprises me is that all comes out in one. Is that because of the process then?
For microsuction, we don't need people to use olive oil.
Yeah.
So when people do use olive oil, the machine blocks up a lot, so it takes longer. But yeah, if people haven't softened it, sometimes it does just come out almost like an earplug.
So, two clean ears.
Yes.
And that was a very pleasant experience. A little bit tickly, but it was nowhere near the dentist. It was closer to spa than dentist.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear it.
And I love the way that you are obviously a very, you must have a very tidy house because you wanted to just make sure you got every last bit.
Yes. So if we leave little bits, then a bit of water can go in when you're showering and the wax just swells up. So the more we get out, the longer it is before you have to come back and see me again.
Okay. So I feel a bit lightheaded. We're now going to have a look then. Like my head is lighter. So we're now going to have a look on the camera then and have a second look.
Absolutely. So we'll just have a little see. So we've got a nice healthy
look at that.
Beautiful. So still those little hairs just in that first portion of the ear.
Well, that's just age.
No, not at all. Everybody has those. So that one's looking lovely. Let's have a little look at this one. So there we go again.
Ta-da.
Lovely healthy eardrum at the bottom there.
Wow. And I love the context that you can actually see what's happening to you, and you can actually make sense of what's going on inside your head.
Definitely. I think it's reassuring to be able to have a proper look yourself.
And just tell us then, in the process of what's just gone on, what was the trickiest bit? The bits of wax kind of get stuck and they really don't want to come out.
Yeah, so they do stick to the ear canal. So sometimes it's just kind of wiggling them really gently to try and get them just to come out, because the ear canal's so long, we just have to take our time with it. And as it bends, it's just kind of navigating them around the bend.
Well, thank you so much for that, Emily. It was fantastic. Now, if you would like to come to the hearing suite and book yourself in, what's the best thing to do?
So to book a wax removal, you can visit the website. So it's www.thehearingsuite.co.uk. You can find our telephone number on there, or you can book your wax removal directly on that website.
Fantastic. Thank you, Emily.
Pleasure. Nice to see you.
The Hearing Suite on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.